nam ka dang nyam be sem jen tam che ji dan du sam ba ja che wa shong chup chu do sem je ba dang je te sem bar shu pan shi sem bar sha bi rim ba ni din kol lo tam yi gong de din pang gwen pa ba lu dup ji din chi yin te ba dang ja sab sham bang gwen be ta jil la ma ge नेकम ना तिने टाई जा जोगे ता देवर्षी भी हिंबोगे हिंबी तेंजी चाते ता शिवर्षी भी कस्पोरिस
Please listen with the motivation of Bodhicitta thinking of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as space. So with this motivation in heart, so listen to this teaching on the given on the Buddha nature, Sugatagava, which is the meaning of the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma that has been also explained by the by the Master Asanga and the regions of the Buddha, Maitreya, in the Uttaradanta Shastra. And so here, this is what we're going to study. We're going to present the essence of the Sugatagarbha that was presented in this third turning of the Buddha of the Dharma and in these teachings by Maitreya.
Da jilami kavso tene sanje chuzo kamdan shangchuk dan sonde ta sanje kumcho chu kumcho genden kumcho te ta kumcho namba sumda te jindu tene kam devarshi binhimbo ge chada tene kam de chitta wa jindu ngon de chur ja jo ge tene shanchup ge chada tene yente sanje tinlen tamate sonde ta shanchup ji ngor la hinji tu bi tene yen tengi chada tene tendevi tene ronde ponto tarshin rodi tene yende durja namji ngola ta tanda zepatem bi tene tene gi chate tene tenche kinji lyun ndor dona sonde ta jilami tenche gi jeja ndor dona Tene dorji ne ne dun de da ko son de tan den ravi tan dun bo te la dorji ne dun son gare ta dorji ne dun ji na ne tene kam dan se ju ge ta dorji ne yiba re ta yibi ka so tene devar shi bi nim bo ge chan de ta sawar tan ja ji chin ji yin du gare ta den di That Tindavi Devarachi be Himbo Gutan, Sour Tan Yajo Tindaya. Tati Tanji Ne Jicha Tangwanji Lama Namji Tinin Longdon or Rikwadan Timbe Gone Lekwar Tar Yajo Gi Cha Tinde Tatandangan to Shedu Gijon Di Nonole to Sour Shene Koyagare. Tandang anon tsogi xie juki yung dike tine jil lama ge ta doji ne jibang kam ji ten tinde tan tarcha su tagi yamare tarcha su tagi yamare te ta kam ji ten ta chitta wa jindu ten la pav ya jo ge tan nimbo ge cha tam ji tine di nong lo tsu ten ya jo yindu Then Tonsin Senanda, that Tonsin Senanda, Sindhi Dava Chinji Redigare. Then the Tonsin Chemo Senanda, Sindhi Kicharedre. That Yung Korongin Sang Omala, Singing Aros on Yare. That Singing Aros is a big one and Santa Yare. That Rida Gi Jarbo Senge Seate. That Rida Yen Kanlaya, that Jita Chegiamare. Rida yenji cha tamji sirji namba tang. Rani la rida yen kange yang ta tsu mutu ba chenji yindu gare. Tishidi, ta singi ngaro te dra undi, ta rida parba tamje njikta che yajinda dong. Rongla, rida jen kange yang ta tsu mituba dong tumbar. Ta tatan di kapso, eni tanda simji chuni devar shibi nyingbo ge ten tindi, eni tanda long tong rikwa yang tabe gwane ten la pa undi, eni tanda Tawa member ge cha senanda, ta tekwa member ge cha tamje yang pa sirjin namba tang. Tene tanda semji chuni jitawa yendo ten la pa undi, ta london rigba la soba peji gorwa gange yang ta tsur tsu mituba chenji indi, eni singi ngaro don dawa chenji indi pe gone senta ge jure dre. Ta tende vi yung tende, tanda ngaron tsoge.
So in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, so the text presents first the three jewels, the jewel of the Buddha, then the jewel of the Dharma, then the jewel of the Sangha. Then in the fourth part, he presents the what is called the element of or kam, which corresponds to the Sugatagaba, the Buddha nature. That is the fourth topic. And then, when this Sugatagaba becomes fully manifest as it is, then this is enlightenment. So that's the fifth topic that is presented. And then the qualities of an enlightened Buddha and his activities are presented in the sixth and seventh point. So this is the topics that are presented. That is, so the those sixth and seventh topic on the qualities and the activity, they correspond to what happens once someone has reached the full result for oneself, one has reached enlightenment, cultivated and eliminated everything that is to eliminate and actualize what is to be actualized, so for oneself. And so then for others, in the perspective of others, then accomplishes those activities and so on. So those are the teachings of the Uttara Tantra Shastra that could be gathered in those seven Vajra points. So this is how it's called, the name that is given to those seven topics that are explained in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, the seven Vajra points. And among those, the fourth is, so as we call it, the element that corresponds to the presentation of the Sugatagaba. This is where the Sugatagaba, the Buddha nature, is presented clearly. It's a clear presentation of the Sugatagaba. And so this is the meaning of this fourth chapter that is presented in the text that we are going to study now. In this text, so it's been gathered all the has been gathered the crucial points, these essential points of this on the Sugatagaba from the presentations of all the great masters of the past based on authoritative scriptures as well as correct valid reasonings. And so in this way then the Sugatagaba, the Buddha nature, then is presented clearly, genuinely, and so so this is the main topic again of this short text that we are going to study now, and that is to really come to a definitive understanding of the kam, the element, the Buddha nature, and by presenting very much its essence or crucial points. And so that is why the text is called, so the Tibetan tongtun is like a summary of bringing together the essential points, the key points. It's like a, also it's say a zinji, you know, like the term zinji, she's like notations or bringing together. So those are main points. So those are. So this text is like a tongue-to-tongue, the presentation of the crucial points, if you want. So of the Sugatagarbha, and it's called also the lion's roar. So because. So as you know, there's this traditional example of the lion. The lion is the fiercest of all the animals, and so that is when the lion is roaring, then the all other sentient beings are afraid. Other animal, the lion is never afraid of any other animal, and so. In the same way, then here, since it presents this text presents the Sugatagarbha, the Buddha nature, based on authentic scriptures and authentic, correct, valid reasonings, then it is able to really to overcome to. Other inferior kind of approaches, but at the same time, those other presentations, other approaches, cannot refute it, cannot defeat it, because it is presented in this really a genuine, authentic way. And so, this is this text that present the Sugatagarbha in this clear way, that that is also. As a way to study, as a way to really bring confidence and conviction as to the meaning of the Sugatagarbha, what is the Buddha nature, what it means really, and so so this is the text for study.
But then the young the chepar shebala tomar den chue tamba poge tan lejer ge keto ne tan chepar ji ge yare. Then a page get on a young chopper jebata. That day in the that samba tamchawa in Sanao cho de gare. The leisure de get on a then danda namon guru bears on the tarangi tsavilamala. Then a chopper jeba change in the tan chopper jeba on shantarwa sound. Then the young zebapo. Then a danda mehon mochere de gare. Then Mehon Mbachengi, Tavi Lama Te, then Njayan Chinze Omboredre. Then the Tatu Njayan Chinze Ombola, Tashan Sarvaon, Chaparjaba Chinji, Yindogare. Then Njayan Chinze Ombote, Tashir Tusum Sanji Tanchegi, Tatu Yishigi Chad Chidun Dubi Ranzu, Givi Chinning number no Yaji Chinji in Ayon, Ta Yandala. Then Jambionji, Namtu Imbachinji, Ta Sunsoria de Gare. Then the Ta Rangi Tavi Lama, Tan Jayon Chense Omboam, Tan Nepara Tunji, Tan Jambion La, Then Lejerji Ketone, Then Shansarvon, Chubberjeba in Senao, Chundugare.
In the Tibetan text, traditionally, there's the authors would present the we use Sanskrit, and there is so the title and then the Sanskrit title, and then often praise, and then what we call also the promise of the composition, and so. Here the text is Namo Guruwe, which is the praise where the author of this text, Mipham Rinpoche, offers praise to his teacher, to his guru, to his teacher being Jamyang Khyentse Wangpo. So the author of praise, so here in Sanskrit, to his teacher, Jamyang Khyentse Wangpo, who is also the embodiment of all the wisdom of all the Buddhas, or the wisdom of all the Buddhas in the form of the teacher, that is also the ultimate Manjushri manifesting in the form of a teacher, and so this is whom Mepa Rumchi prays to with those Sanskrit words.
Tene pyoji ke to ne tan chebar jeje tene yon tene de ne treme semji chenye ne nye de njambar pavi dani to sonare. Rangi semji chenye tene la ta ye de ne treme tsaane kwe maanyum bachenji yin sonare. Ta tatan di kapso semji chenye tene dewar ki bi Himbo chate yandogare. The devil chi bin himbo rangi mola senanda shila. Then it danda lobulji dibam time. Then it curve with a yenetan a kumanum background. Ye change yin soare. That then devi. Then it semji chuni. Devil chi bin himbo yene time kumanum bi chate. Then Neba Tunji Njambar Yansene, that Yacho Gare. Neden Jambar Yansejite. Then Shashag number Dava Kana Yangi Amare. Rang the Simji Chini, Yene Time, Kumanum be Chatela, and Neba Tunji Njambi Yansendo Gare. That Tela Neba Tunji Njambi Yonse Jibi Jumsen Kanasena, Tindrevi Simji Chini, T Longle. Any tanda, tsema shasha ge, namba, ta tronden taji, njambi yon tende, hyargu gare. Ta tronden taji, njambi yon, charsa ge, yitende yon, neba tenji njambar yon redu gare. Tronden taji, njambi yon tende yon, neba tenji njambi yon le, yendu majirba chenji, yendu gare. Te chedi, ta semji chenji teni, ta njambi yon ge nanin. Har tuba neba tenjin jambar yon de yin son are. Ta ten devi neba tenjin jambar yon semji chuni tende yon, ta rangi jilla yene ranches tuba on nindu tuba chinji yinna yon, ta ten devi ten de chitawa yendo mato na, ten tanda semji chuni tege, ta tanda panja jiba pa panjun dada, That Loburg Yentin took one to Churjuge, that tender we shall add a shade to your vessel, a shade to your money. They said, Panja diba pan, Panjundana. Then Yentinki chunk one to Churjitineo, Simji chini, yene ranches to your yajote, Chittawagin the tote bachinji gug, your sonare. That Simji chini, Chittawagin the tone dojo te. Then chubber jubba ganane on tatubare de gare. San sarva ganane on tatubare de gare. This you do? Della rub tawanjal vi shas on gare. Rub tawanjal vi shas de jude. Simji chuni chitawagin do one do churro tamgi chatela. And tawanjal vi shas and I enda. Then it anda shaganane on. Then it tatuba chinji indi. That tender we gone. Then it anda. Tawan jarvi shagi tsurdo tenin chabar joyga jichinji yindu gare.
So now comes the homage in Tibetan or in English. The ultimate reality is the primordial and tainted nature of mind, and it manifests in the form of the definitive meaning, glorious Manjushri, or the glorious Manjushri of definitive meaning. So, the ultimate reality, or chuni dhammata, is primordial and tainted. Untainted. It's never been tainted by all the obscurations that we may have had. So, this dhammata, this ultimate reality, ultimate nature, is the Sugatagaba, and has never been stained by any of the faults or obscurations. And we can say also that this ultimate nature, this dhammata, is the glorious manjushri of definitive meaning, that is the ultimate manjushri. That is, that you have, as you know, the definitive meaning and the provisional meaning. And so the Manjushri that of a provisional meaning, a provisional kind of a Manjushri that we can perceive, manifests on the basis of the ultimate glorious Manjushri, that is the Manjushri of a definitive meaning. And so that's why we can say that this Manjushri of the definitive meaning is also the dharmata, the nature of things, the nature of reality. So, but even though so this a Manjushri of provisional meaning manifests on the basis of the Manjushri of the definitive meaning, the ultimate Manjushri, they are never separated from one another. This Manjushri of provisional meaning is never separated from the Manjushri of definitive meaning, the ultimate Manjushri. And so this is by at the moment, so we cannot remove, go beyond all those obscurations that we have and actualize all the qualities of the ultimate nature. However, it is it is by recognizing this nature that we will be able to remove all those obscurations and actualize all the qualities. And so, in terms of this is the way that we offer praise, and it is says that it is the ultimate kind of praise, the ultimate kind of prostration, the prostration of meeting the view. That is when we actualize that, when we recognize this this nature of reality that has never been stained by any obscurations. That is the ultimate way of offering prostrations of paying homage.
That did Davi Denis Semji Cheni Tindeyo. That Yen Ranchisu Yoba Samjigi Denikumo Sigbi Travagi Chatende That Jogi Amare. That Semji Cheni Yen. Nundupsu yoba la, ta yobar tado, tene to gogar. To undi, ene lobur, ta kumo sikbi trawa gi cha tam che yon, tene pa jobar shen rogar. Te she di, ta jik zokchen gi onda to undi yon, tene ta lama tseni da denba gi, tene loma la, ngote undi yon, ta semji chuni dewarshi bi nyingbo gi cha, lome, hwando, ta mantongwa on matokwa ti, tini ta tokwar shabi shido, tini ngote gyore. Ngote ni, tindrevi semji chuni de lome to undi, eni ti tokbi tabla tini, eni lome jula yopi, ta kumo sikbi tawasena yandra, mangbi cha tamche, ये पास्से वाले शेंडो की योजना है। तीस जी तादन दी कावियों, तेरे सेम्जी चुनी दे रंगी चित्तवाई जिन्दो तो उन्हें ता रंगी जुला योपी, तेरे कुंड मोंबी चावा की चातम जियो पाच्चो वाले शेंडो की है। ता रंगी सेम्जी चुनी तो उन्हें ते तोबा दान ठंबर, ता दुर्जा जिंजिंग वाला Then Durja Yenji Jula Yopi, Ta Kundo Momba Gicha, Kundo Momba, Sigbi Trava Gicha, and they own, then it's your person, look, yes, on him. This is the Semji Chuni, Devarshi Binimbo Gicha, Ta Chitawa Yendo Tonjo Tene, Ta Rad Nombo Ge Zuxka Yadure, Ta Rad Nombo Tege, Ta Kapto Karicho Gugana, Techobala, Topatan Yoga Marva, Tegan Nashin Shene, that Semji Chuni de Mundu Chur, Chitawa in the Tondi, that Gumon Sigbi Tawa Candida would change you and Ion, that the Chopra Shebala, Topatan Menke Chingi, Indu Yerson Betendare, then you Gumon Sigbi Tawa number Jerson.
And so the form of the glorious Manjushri then cuts through the the mental existence arising from mental afflictions with the ever sharp sword of reasoning that leads to certainty. So this nature of mind, the Dhammata nature of mind, then is obscured so by those mental afflictions, destructive emotions, through the basically the net of existence arises from those mental afflictions. And of course this nature has never been stained by the by those mental afflictions and this net of existence arising from mental afflictions. And that is when we're able to see that, to see this nature, to recognize this nature, then that cuts through this net of existence arising from mental afflictions. And for example, in Dzogchen, when the a qualified teacher introduces the student to the nature of his mind, to the Sugathagarbha, to his Buddha nature, then what he was not able, what the student was not able to see before the Sugathagarbha, because being snared in the in this net of existence, then now he is introduced and he's able to see this, and so he's able to actualize this Buddha nature that was already present within himself, but which he was not able to see because of those obscuration, because of this net of existence that arises from mental afflictions. So this net of existence being then removed at that time when he recognizes, when he's able to actualize the Sugathagarbha, and he can see it, realize it, actualize it as it is. And so so this is what and at that time, so when seeing the Sugathagarbha, then this net of existence arising from mental affliction, so have been cut through. And so this is what is meant here, so that when an individual, someone following the path, then is able to see the Sugathagarbha as it is, he has cut through this this net of existence, right, arising from mental afflictions. And so there's where there's the ever sharp sword example is used. Then it manifests in this capacity to cut through this net of existence, then manifest in the form of this sword that can ever sharp sword that can always cut through. So in the same way, then this realization of the Sugathagarbha can always remove, is very much the way to remove all those this net of obscurations of existence arising from mental afflictions.
Then the Tsikon Shiman De Nyinge, then it's all, then the Devarishi Bi Nyingbo Ge Tan Tok Bi, Ta Shelegi Cha, Shelegi Cha Te, Ta Ngo Se Ten Ngo Re. Then it's the Shuk La, Ta Ten Devi, Tene shele chenji, tene devar shibi nyingbo ge ten tende, ta tenla mbab juom, tene shepar tamchawa chenji yindu gare. Tene dini ma, ta tom, tomar leng samwanda chi rendwa, telan der tu sum, shekbi jarwa tamche ji, sungi nyingbo gombin til, ndo dong ha ji, chö kunji ne jibu ne kuncho dewar shi deshi nimbun de kona yin shin son yare. Ta du somji sanje nam ta njiktenji kamsu shiangundi ta durjan duvi tinlen ze gare. Ta durjan duvi tinlen ze ju tinde yon zo durjan nam la tarbi lam tembe gone enin tinlen ze ju chingire mato bagi ta tere losu churbi ten durja ge ten zeba un tenen zeba sya chingi yaju yogyo amare. Te che de ta tu sumji sanje namji yon Duzi ten ze undi durja namla ta chu jin kolo kor senanda chu sumbe gone teni duzi ten zen rogare ta chu sunju teni duzi kam da wambo samba da tene ani durja la 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 ndoi che la 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 nga ji che ta teni gi chi chu jin namra ina ya sam ji me cha ba chin ji teni duzi lo don ten bar sene ten rogare Tan do don ma laso bi chi ji nam rang kandi chin ji ten do gi yana yo. Din de bi chi din de gi tan ji ji nimbo na wanda te. Ani de war shi bi de shi nimbo gi chan di yin song yare. Ta de shi nimbo dini dini san ji nam ji dini sung gi nimbo yon red do gi yare. Gombin til se onde ta sanje ji gombo ta se na yo devar shi bi nimbo ge ten wan de chir ja jo ge cha te la ene sanje se yan do ge arma to ba ge tele lo su chir ba ge tene sanje ji gomba on sanje ji to ba kha ga chen ji ya ji yer ve se ne ya ji yo ge ma re ti indi ta gombin til se na nda ta sanje gi chen ba ge na ne yo tar tu ba de ene devar shi bi nimbo yin so a re Tene ndo don haji chu kunji ne jibu sondi, ta ndo yi chu tende yang tar tu undi, ta devar shibi hinbo ge ten tela ta tar tu undu gare. Tene ndi ta sanje ge chunko rinba sum sene sonju ge none yang, ta chunko rinba sum je none tami kawso, ene devar shibi hinbo te sondu di. Ta sanje ge chu sumba ge nane yon tar tu undi devar shibi nyingbo la tugi yobar gone ane chunkor tamika su yon deshi nyingbo ge ten tende sarwa shen do gare. Ta sanga ge chu ji onda tona yon sanga ge chu ji nane ta zemo senanda tar tu ba de ane zogwa chenbi ge kavne tenbi ge ten tende re do gare. Ta zochin ji kavne tenbi ten tende yang. Ta tar tu undi, tene devar shibi nimbo ge chandele lo su churba ta zochin ge jidi kawso yon xie undi yoga amare. Te shiri donga che kunji ne tar tu undi, ta devar shibi nimbo chi ji ngola tene tar tu undi, tene ne jibo song yare. Tene kunchab deshi nimbo sonu kunchab se ondi ta devar shibi nimbo ndigi ta lichin senanda semjin ji yin shinche tila ta chab deyore. Nga tsuchi semjin ma yinbigi sado rida la devar shibi nimbo ge chab se ge amare. Ta semjin on lichin ji yin shinche perna tila marji truba nanshin shene Ani devar shibi nimbo te ranchi su chabde ju chinji yin son are. Ta semjien seade tsu ri du undi ta kam sum sene. Ta kam sum ki semjien se gyarwa. Te indi ta ndokam ki semjien ji yin shinji devar shibi nimbo te ki chabde gyarwa. Zukam ki semjien ji yin shinji yon deshi nimbo te ki chabde gyarwa. Zumi kam ki semjien ji yin shinji yon devar shibi nimbo te ki chabde gyarwa. Te indi ten devar shibi nimbo la kunchab son do gare. Te shiri kunchab devar shibi nimbo ndi kona yinshin yin son re.
So, this first four lines then present the realization of the Sugatagaba kind of accomplishes what it does, the kind of activity or what happens when we realize the Sugatagaba. But in terms of what it is really, then that is what the Sugatagaba is, to explain it, that's what's coming in the text now. So first was more in terms of when we realize the Sugatagaba, kind of function of this realization, what happens when we realize the Sugatagaba. And then now comes the explanation of the meaning of what it is, what the Sugatagaba is. And so first there's a an introduction. And so it says that the very essence and deepest point of the teachings of all the victorious Buddhas of the three times, the single most important point of sutras and tantras, is simply the all-pervading Sugatagarbha. So that is that all the Buddhas of the three times then accomplish incredible activity, enlightened activity for the sake of sentient beings. But their main activity, the main thing that they do is to basically bring sentient beings onto the path and lead sentient beings onto the path to liberation. This is their main activity. So that is, they teach sentient beings in order to be able to reach liberation, and they don't really do anything else. This is their main purpose. And so all the Buddhas of the three times who have taught or teach sentient beings by means of the three turnings of the wheel, then they bring about the teachings for the according to sentient beings' capacity. There are so many different dispositions in sentient beings, and so that's why there's also so many different kinds of teachings that are given. But of all those teachings, the kind of the essence or the heart of all those teachings, so, because sometimes for some sentient beings, some context, then the Buddhas would teach more, like the sutras, some contexts would teach more, the tantras, and so on, many different types of teachings. Yet the essence or the crucial point, the heart of all those teachings, all those infinite teaching number of teachings, is this Buddha nature, the Sugatagarbha. It is very much like the essence, the heart, the crucial point of all those teachings that all the Buddhas are giving in order to lead all sentient beings to the state of complete enlightenment. And because this Buddha nature, when it is actualized, this is Buddhahood. And so there is nothing beyond that. In their realization, then the Buddhas very much realize that. And this is why this is the very much the essence of all their teachings. That this is the ultimate teachings. That if you realize the Sugatagarbha, when the Sugatagarbha, the Buddha nature, becomes manifest, then this is Buddhahood. And so this is very much the Sugatagarbha is the crucial point, the ultimate teachings of all the sutra teachings. This is of among the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma. Then this is in the final turning. Then the Sugatagarbha has been taught as kind of ultimate teachings. And this is where it has been taught, presented more clearly. And so, and if we look also in the Dzogchen teachings, Dzogchen, which is considered to be the summit of all vehicles, is also the ultimate intent of the Dzogchen teachings is also the Sugatagarbha. And so, and there's nothing else, no other teachings that would be beyond that. Or it is only just solely the Sugatagarbha. And so that's why it says here that this is the single most important point of the sutras and tantra, and which is simply the all-pervading Sugatagarbha. So that's what it means. So it's very much the crucial point, the main point of the intent of all the teachings of all the Buddhas, and whether it is of the sutras or the tantras. Well, it is the ultimate teaching. And it is said that and this Sugatagarbha, this Buddha nature, is present in all sentient beings. The moment that you are kind of a being with a body, so kind of an incarnated beings, a sentient being, then you have the Buddha nature, And it is like, you know, also when you have a sesame seed, then all sesame seeds contain oil. So, the, you know, in the same way, all sentient beings have this Buddha nature. All sentient beings of the three realms we talk about when we try to be really all-encompassing all sentient beings, we talk about the sentient beings of the three realms. And sentient beings of the desire realm have the Buddha nature. Sentient beings of the form realm have the Buddha nature. Sentient beings of the formless realm all have the Buddha nature. So that's why they said that it is called all-pervading, the all-pervading Sugatagata.
That then Ravi Denisam Jichuni Devarishi be Himbog Chate Dene That Semjin Tamjila Yene Chab Jajute Dan Dodon Ma Niki Kausoyon Tendugare Yenaya Dan Doi Kausu Any tendavi devarishi be himbog chate, then tata ne lamdushavi tsurtende, tengiamare. Lamdushavi tsurtende, doi nekamna sarvoshine, tengiamare. That's samlange nekamna, any devarishi be himbog chate, any tata ne lamdushavi tsurji, tengiare. Inaya. That sangha, tene, lami gnane ya, ta zoba chimbi kausu, eni devarishi bi himbo, ne tata ne lamdushavi tsur de sarvo shene, tene tendu gare. De indi, tene ndodon, na, ninji, tenja layan, ta chepar yoba, ta tene shene, she chodu gare. Then the Dishi Himbo Lamdu Shavi Tsur. That Shindu Nejan Saru Shetan Yajote. Then Zoba Chimbogi Judete Yanrogare. Then the Zoba Chimji Kausu. Then Tata Simchinji Nekavanaya. Then Devarishi Bi Himbo. That Lamdu Shavi Tsurte Sungare. Then the Zoba Chim Trechugi. Motte don, then treachu ge nyamling ge kausu, any devarichi bi himbo ge in ji chate, any tata ne lamdushavi tsur zo tando gare. That dehi nimbo in ji chat tata ne lamdushavi tsur tende, then treachu ji kausu tando gare. Then yon tanda dehi nimbo ge tene Nancha Wusar De Lamdushavi Tsur Then it Togarjikaso Tendogare. That Togarjikaso Tso Dishi Himbi Nancha De Then Lamdushendogare. This is the That Devarishi be Himbo Ge Then a Dokchan Ye on the Chini Inji Dokchata Then a Usar Hunduji Dokcha Sene, that number Ni Yacho Gare. Did Ninji Nane, then it teach you because Inji Docha the Zo Lamdushe. Tugger Jikoso, and it under Usar Hunduji Chatende, then Lamdushe and Ogare. That did ye Gantar Lamdushenaya, then it dishi nimbo ranging mola, Tade Yamaran, Tade Medi, that teach you Ginamli Mbashiba. She yajo ge namjorba teya, then it tanda teach you the yamling tab de goneo, then it dishing him be worser hundu gichang one to chuju yadogare. Yon tugger ginyamlin tandin shenke, that tanda dishing him bog worser hundu gichal lam de she on the yon teeth tab de gone, then yon tanda dishing him be inji dog chat in deyo. So one the churun to change you, Yadugare. Teacher, the dishing number ranging ola, then a yinda, worser, tamite bachinji indu, that so gang lambda shena ya, then in tar, then it danda, yinda, worser, yene, yawa mepa, gichat in the, that one the juju, nanda redugare. Tengdi techo ge tartu gin rewa ta wunjo dan, tegar ge tartu gin rewa ta wundi, dan tartu gin rewi onda ta wundi, teni danda nain kada ge ngor shanchu ba tende danda re de gare, tengdi tenyin le cheban rawa ya gana ya juya ma re. Shetan dan, chik Tandan Honchak Nguyen Yawandu, that Trechugi, Dene Dudar Kadag Ngor Shanchub Jindavandada, Tugargi, Dene Ulusu Trubsandavo, that Tendiki Chebandavo Yaju Yanayo, that Nambe Tartu, Dene Nainji Ngor Shanchubatila, Chebatan Yaju Meson Yare. This is the Lamdu Shasur, the Zochinikan Sarvo Tengyare. Tetemba tardu kan tandu senayo tardu devarshi bi nimbo chigi ngor la shon chuba nanda yinsun yare.
The Sugatagaba, so it is, so it says this is primordially all pervading, and so this aspect is taught in both the sutras and the tantras, but the sutra teachings do not present clearly how to put into practice this aspect of the Buddha nature, the Sugatagaba. And whereas in the secret mantra Vajrayana, this is presented clearly. Those teachings present how to put into practice how. Right now, this Buddha nature, how to incorporate now on the path this Buddha nature, and among those tantra teachings, there are differences, of course, and there's the highest yoga tantra, and within even the highest yoga tantra, the Dzogchen teachings are the one who presented the in the most in the clearest way. That presents in the clearest way how to practice this Buddha nature right now, how to actualize it, how to bring it onto the path right now. And so I think this is the way that we can distinguish between the sutra and the tantra presentations of the Buddha nature. And so the this Buddha nature, so the Dzogchen teachings then present kind of much more clearly so how sentient beings can right now use that as the as their path and rely on this Buddha nature as their path. And so this is taught in this in the teachings and like on Treksha, based on the introduction to the nature of mind and how so to do those Treksha practices. Within the Treksha practices, then, as well as in the Togal practices. In the Treksha practices, then it is mainly the aspect of the empty aspect of basic space, the empty essence aspect that is of the Buddha nature that is mainly put into practice. And so those Treksha teachings gives instructions on how to put into practice the empty essence aspect or basic space, the yin aspect of the Buddha nature. And it is in the Togal teachings that we're taught how to put into practice the cognizant nature aspect, or the aspect of clear light of the Buddha nature, the Sugatagaba. And so this is the difference in terms of so this this dhammata, this Buddha nature, has we distinguish a basic space or empty essence aspect, and then a cognizant nature or clear light aspect. And so using the term here, technical term in Tibetan, dokcha, that is sometimes translated as contradistinction. but basically is a kind of conceptual distinction that we make. It's not that something that it is the object itself, but just conceptually, when we think about it, we can distinguish on the basis of this object that we are considering different distinctions, a different aspect. And so here, in terms of the dhammata, then there's this conceptual distinction of basic space or empty essence, and the conceptual distinction of clear light or cognizant nature. And the practices of treksha, so emphasizes more, is more focused on how to put into practice the empty essence aspect, while the Thergal practices present more clearly how to put into practice the cognizant nature aspect. But it is important to keep in mind that those, in terms of the Buddha nature itself, the Sugatagarbha, there is no such distinction. Those two aspects of cognizant nature and empty essence are indivisible, and they can't be differentiated at the level of the Sugatagarbha itself. And so that is, but then in terms of how we present it, this distinction is made, we make this distinction, we talk about this difference between an empty essence and a cognizant nature when explaining the practice. And so, because in we have the practices of treksha, so as we said, which emphasize more the empty essence aspect. However, the cognizant nature is not is also somewhat present in those practices. And in the same way also, when we practice Thergal, which emphasizes the clear light aspect or cognizant nature aspect, the aspect of basic space or empty essence is also present and can also come to manifest. So this is because in the Buddha nature, the Sugatagarbha, the Dhammata, those two are not different. They can't be differentiated. And so it is just a conceptual kind of distinction that we make, and that they have always been primordially indivisible. And when the Sugatagarbha, the Buddha nature, becomes manifest, then those two aspects are present, manifest, indivisibly. And so that is why when we come to actualize the fully, to come to actualize the complete result of the practice of treksha, or as in the practice of Thergal, the result of those practices is the same. And because in even though in the practice we may emphasize more the kind of the empty essence aspect in the case of treksha, or the clear light aspect in the case of Thergal, yet because at the level of Sugatagarbha, those two are indivisible, when it comes to the result, when we completely, fully accomplish the practice, then the result of both practices is similar. Even though we may talk in Thergal, for example, of the body of light and so on, this kind of result, yet it is important to keep in mind that the result of both practices is very similar, because at the level of the Sugatagarbha, those two aspects of empty essence and cognizant nature are indivisible.
Tena tsundi hindu sape sachi onshu chenpo namji chan semu zhugtar chittawa yin to kawarasona parbe tachi meyosong yare. Hishiri tat devar shibi nyingbo ge ten tinde ne ta hindu ne chan tene to kawa chenji. Shindu to kawi chane tene to sabha sen rugare. Ta devar chibi nyingbo ge tende tene sachi onshu se onde ta sachi la nebi shanshub senba pakwa namje yang ta tsemo ge zula ta onde ta tsemo ge kawso zule ta onde chi zu jin tonin ton la ta zu tegi yip tong kado la soba ta sarbo ji tong ge yamarwa pe te nonshin ba chinji yin son yare. Semi Zula Tawa Tardo Tachitawa Yendo Town Shonchup Semba Pagwa Togio Tene Totog Mesoare Tendita Sosucho Parva Todo Tam Deshi Nimbogutan Mato Bala Tashi Maguba Chinjere Sombetane Tandila Tene Hwenji Lama Toge Tene That deshi nimbo tela ranjin namdag chukurton lover tradag chukosene that namba ninshen dogare. That ranjin namdag chukusejite tene sa tombone tene nino nupitsujigone monsum do ton dogare. Tichiri sa tombi shanchu sembagi nyamja di kapsu tene. That Ranjin Namda Gi Chuyi Tong Mantong Gi That Chepar Rao Tani Yeju Meso Are Tindu Tong Mantong Gi Chepar Tani Yeju Meundu That Ranjin Namda Gi Chukur Tin Sa Tombo Nen Tong Rudu That Dili Tin Tong Mantong Gi Chepar Yaju Meso Yare That Lover Tada Gi Chukur Lover Tada Gi Chukur De Then sa tambo leja nipa de ya sarun rogare, lover de diba ponchegare, nipa leja sumba de sarun rogare, sumba leja yiba sarun rodu. Then is sane san parsin parne, then it andayon, marman ton bigay, then it turn mumbo, changing ton, lover de dibayon, rimba, gendo tan rodu, that lover tadag chukun ton manton lani, then is such you papa soleon, chepre jaji, yes on it. That then dig it in it, she saw you had to get it. Then in I am, then eh, that deshi nimbo ge yinji chate, then sa tambo ne, then one sum do ton rodu, then sa tambo do nipa te sole chin ton mantong cheper shedu yerves and a cheper shedu message o gare. There was he be nimbo ge yinji docha era, yinji docha de. Sa tambo ne tene wansom do ton rodi tene nipa do sumba laso ba layon tene ton manton ki cheparan rabo yaju yare vesane yaju yamare tati tokwa de chik zanun rabo nroju yare mato bagi ton manton ki chepar de yaju yare vesane yaju meso are ta yon deshi nimbo ge ranjin nindu ki chare ranjin nindu ki cha tene Then sa tambo ne zonte, then in ronjin hundu gi chat in de yon, tan tom matong cheper yaju yodu gare. Sa tombo ge shanchu simbi, then it dishi nimbo ge ranjin hundu gi yonten ton ale, then nipa de sarun dogare. Nipa le sumba sarun dogare. Te jumsenge, then it danda sai yonten she ondu. Sa tombo la yuntin jata chunyi, nipa la tongta chunyi se ne, ta rimba yendo yuntin lakwa tsuchi sondo gara. Te sondo jo tende yon, tso deshi nimbi ranji hindu ki cha tene, tene sa tombo do nipa sumba la soba nan parhin parne, tene ngar ngandu majurubi ki, te yuntin hindu ki cha tende yon, tene ngandu churju tende yado gara. Te chedi, That sa jubi shanchub semba tende yon, tende la yon, tene deshi nimbi ranjin hindu ki yonten ngandu jurde arite, taun sanji ki yonten dawala te ondu, yon tanda sanji ki yonten ki cha, tene tende ta mataba, ta mambo jise yodo gara, sa jubi shanchub semba tela yon, sanji ki yonten ki cha mataba, mambo chinji yodo gara. Te shedi, Tene ranjin hindub ji yuntin tene ta sa chubi shanchub semba yinaya taun tsemo gizula tawa nanshin shene yon wando majurbi ge ta yuntin ki cha ta tumashin ji yaju yadu gare. Te shedi tene ta tangi nge tambo shedi ta lama tsoke sungso la ranjin namda ki chukun tong mantong ki chepar menaya lobru tada ki chukula Tak cepat tindih jadi yes, ni kesor cinti oh ya degar. Yang tanda ngeh cemata bana sih, disi nimbo ke inji dosa ni, Tene sato pakwa tsolong tong mantong ki chepare mena yon, rangin hundu ki cha tende sato pakwa tsolong yon, ta ngandu churu majuru ki tene chepare de yaji yosene. Ta tene kandar shena yon, ta ngarwa chenpo da wada chi yoji marete. Ina yon, zo tene pena, ta sato pakwa ina yon, tene yonten de san naran parhin paane chiru chiru rogare. Lamji neka na ngandu churju ki yonten yinna yanda. Tartu nribi neka na ngandu churju ki yonten yinna yanda. Di yonten ki chatamji dekhi nimbo la rangshin hindu ki yonten shada re mato bangi. Nar hindi madrubi ki yonten sabbachi tapsaya chenji yaju yoke yamare. Te shedu, teni tanda rangshin hindu ji chatela, teni tong mantong ki chepar chenpo tende yaju yodu. Then Sachi Samba Namjia, Dishi Nimboge, then Tayan Ranjin Hindu Gichate, Simu Zula Tawad Nanshin Shene, Taun Chitawa Yendo, To Matuba, Mondo Major with Chamambo, Chinji Keju Yosene, that tender which in Denayo, Dechogus are eating though. Then Sosu Chogeta, Dishi Nimbo Tawala, Mida Medemba Yinsonare. Tangi katan sheba nanshin, chinganazo dzogchenji kawso, lami, ta tanda loma, ledan, karbadan, denkin la, rikba ngotre ba tardoyon, ta ngon tre yajo, zoba chenbo ke tawa jile che yajo na wunada. Te yendo, tegar ge nyamne shebi tabji gane, chik chuni ngonsum ge nawandada, nyam kamper ge nawandabo, tindi shar dejo chenji inayon, ta teyon chik, Dishi Nimbo Chitawa Yendu Unsum to Tonga, Yon Yagana Yag to a Kabu Ingasarem. Karasana Dishi Nimbo Tawala Migda Medembati, Susucho to Yandogare. Tishi Town Sosik Neck of Re Matobagi, Pagusatawe Marwa. Tishi that Toma Rigba Montre Gajo Tendeon, Shiton Dog Lamla Teo and the Chick Tanda Dishi Nimbo Unsum Genchet the Tosene. Tanya ta choge yana yon, yon paupi tonsu nawala te ondu, taun ninon tamme pardu che yajo chenji indu, ta yon chik deshe nimbo tawala migdan medemba ki tele, yana yon choge yasare. Te yendu tegar nawa tambo do nipan deso yon, sochi di nekab rey maado, paupi nekab rey maare. Te shedi todu yon, shetong chik nawa tambo do nipi kapso, shar deju tende yon, deshe nimbo ge hundub ki chaji yina yon, Down Hindugi cha. That chitawa again, the wonsum. Don't tow and double change you, ya to get some maritime in the carcina, sausage yog neck of red gora. Dishi de tene da palba namge, dishi nimbo get ten chitawa. That wonsum do matoba, that's ye maguba change race on the chirenda, palbe tachi mers on it.
So the text continues saying, since it is an extremely profound subject, the Buddha said that even for the great Aryas on the 10th Bhumi, it is as difficult to know as it is to perceive a form at night. There is no need to mention how difficult it is for ordinary beings to understand. So since it is an extremely profound subject, I mean, since the Buddha nature, the Sugatagaba, is extremely profound. That means extremely difficult to understand, to realize, to comprehend. Then the Buddha said, gave this example, and he said that even for the great Aryas on the 10th Bhumi, it is as difficult to know as it is to perceive a form at night. So the great Aryas, the great Bodhisattvas who are on the 10th Bhumi, the last Bhumi before enlightenment, even for them, it is they're not able to fully comprehend, to fully understand, fully realize this Sugatagaba, and it is like seeing, try to look at something at night. We are not able to see everything about that thing. You know, it's not very very clear. may have a rough idea, but we can't really see fully the object at night. So that is the example that is given to illustrate how the great bodhisattvas on the 10th bhumi perceive the Sugatagarbha, the saying that even for them, so it is not possible to realize fully. And so here I'd like to bring a little clarification, that is that so the great lamas of the past have made a taught on the two types of purity. So there is the naturally natural purity, naturally abiding purity, natural purity, and there is also the purity that is the freedom from the adventitious stains. So the first natural purity, natural indwelling purity, is so this natural purity of Dharmakaya is perceived by the bodhisattvas, by all the bodhisattvas, in during the time of meditative equipoise. So all the bodhisattvas from the first bhumi onwards all see the this natural purity of the Dharmakaya, this aspect of the Dharmakaya, this natural purity, in the same way. There's no difference between the first bhumi bodhisattva and second bodhisattva, the way they perceive this natural purity while in meditative equipoise. But in terms of the purity that is the result of the freedom from adventitious stains, so this aspect of the Dharmakaya becomes increasingly clearer for the bodhisattvas as they traverse the different bhumis. So it is they have a certain perception of this purity that is the freedom from adventitious stain on the first bhumi, and it becomes clear on the second bhumi, and then and progressively on third and fourth and so on. So that is meaning that a tenth bhumi bodhisattva has a much clearer realization, much deeper realization of that kind of purity than a first bhumi bodhisattva. So this is the way in which this distinction is made. We make a distinction between first the tenth bhumi bodhisattva and the other bodhisattvas. So the basic space or empty essence aspect of so the Buddha nature is so perceived directly as it is by the bodhisattvas already so on the first bhumi. So what it means there's the correspondence here with this natural purity, and so they have this already direct perception as it is of the empty essence aspect of the Buddha nature. There's no difference between the bodhisattvas on the different bhumis regarding this aspect of this conceptual this aspect that is distinguished conceptually, that is this of basic space or empty essence. And whereas in terms of this second aspect, the purity that is freedom from adventitious stains that correspond to the spontaneous nature or cognizant nature, then in that there is a difference, and a second bhumi bodhisattva would have a clearer realization of that than the first bhumi bodhisattva, and so on. The third bhumi bodhisattva would have a clearer perception of this, and because that is related also to the qualities of the Buddha natures and the qualities of the bodhisattvas, because there are differences between bodhisattvas on each different bhumis. It is said that in on the first bhumi, the bodhisattvas have the 12 types of what is called the so-called 100 qualities, and then the 100-fold qualities. And then on the second bhumi, this is the 12 type of the thousandfold qualities, and so on. And so there are differences for the bodhisattvas on each of the different bhumis in terms of their qualities. And so those qualities also are present in the Buddha nature, in this cognizant nature aspect of the Buddha nature. They are all already there in that. And for the tenth Bhumi Bodhisattva, then it actualized much more of those qualities compared to other Bodhisattvas. But still, a Bodhisattva on the tenth Bhumi doesn't have all the qualities of a Buddha. And that is that it doesn't have the same realization of this cognizant nature aspect of the Sugatagarbha than a Buddha. It doesn't have the same realization. A tenth Bhumi Bodhisattva doesn't have the same realization of the cognizant aspect of the Buddha nature, corresponding to this aspect of the purity, that is the freedom from adventitious stains. And so therefore it doesn't have also all the qualities. So in that we see that the perception, the way, the realization, there's still a lot of things about the Buddha nature that a tenth Bhumi Bodhisattva doesn't realize and that a Buddha realizes. And so this is what is meant here, and that because as I said before, so Kanabushi says, then there's the great masters of the past have made this, you know, this distinction between those two types of purity, and natural purity and the purity that is the freedom from adventitious stains. And in terms of their realization of the first one, the natural purity, there's no difference between the Bodhisattvas on each of the different bhumis. But there is a difference in terms of the way they realize the second type of purity, the purity that is the freedom from conceptual elaborations. And it becomes increasingly more refined and deeper as the Bodhisattvas progress on the different bhumis. And so that is that and at the same time that this realization increases, that also the qualities of the Bodhisattvas also develop more on each of the bhumis. And but maybe I don't think there's a great contradiction in this, but to mention that actually all those qualities do not start to appear on the bhumis when the Bodhisattva get a certain realization. That all those qualities that the Bodhisattvas develop on the bhumis are already primordially present in the Buddha nature, and it is only as they develop their realization, they see more and more clearly this spontaneous nature or this cognizant nature, that those qualities manifest more and more. But they have been already primordially present in the in sentient beings, and so it is just that they are not already manifest. So this is what I think the distinction is here. And so that is for the when talking about the so the tenth Bhumi Bodhisattva that were brought up in the example here. And then the text goes on to say there is no need to mention how difficult it is for ordinary beings to understand. So the ordinary beings now, in comparison, are said to be blind, people without eyes, literally. That is, as I said yesterday, you know, even in the so in the Dzogchen practice, the practice of flexure, when the so first the an authentic teacher introduces the student to the nature of his mind, and so that this realization arises in the continuum of the student, and it's said that the student then, when this realization arises, has a direct perception of the Dhammata. There is the so whatever kind of experience arises, so the direct perception of Dhammata, the increase of experience and so on, or those experience, it is, we kind of said it is different from seeing the Buddha nature, the Sugatagaba, exactly as it is, because they are still ordinary beings. They are not Aryas, you know. Aryas, Arya Bodhisattvas, Bodhisattvas on the Bhumis have direct perception of the Dhammata, of the Sugatagaba, but the student, the Dzogchen practitioners do not have yet, they are considered to be ordinary beings, and so they do not see the Sugatagaba, the Buddha nature, exactly as it is. Yet at the same time, it is fine, we still talk about how there's the nakedly seeing or directly perceiving the Buddha nature in the direct naked realization of Rigpa. This is still it is still fine to say this in the case of Dzogchen practitioners, even though they may not be Aryas on the Bhumis, and so they still compare in our example to blind people as regard to their perception of the Sugatagaba, and that is so the because they are still so ordinary beings, and basically the difference is more in terms of this perception as it is of the cognizant nature. And that they can't perceive this. They can't perceive this cognizant nature, this spontaneous cognizant nature, because they are ordinary beings. And so, since again to come back to example, so since the even so, the tenth Bhumi Bodhisattva don't have this complete realization of the clarity aspect or the cognizant nature aspect of the Sugatagaba, they are not able to see fully, to comprehend fully the Sugatagaba, and so there's no need to mention also how difficult it is for ordinary beings, and that the perception or the realization or understanding of ordinary beings concerning the Sugatagaba is also incredibly limited in comparison.
Teyong tamba devarshe pe sungge kav lalar tomba ni tembe gone deshi nimbe ngo sarbande lalar tabso yente tabso jente yeden de tembe chane deshi nimbe rajin sarbande te son tande sanje ge tene devarshe bi himbo ge ten tensure Sanji Gyo, then Deshi Nimbog ten, ten on the then a cup lala, Deshi Nimbi Yingi Dogchane, and then Zortan dog years on it. Cup lala, then a Ranjin, Hindubji Dogchane, Zortan dogare. They are Taka Parba Parbi Kapsu, Tatanja Zo, Namtar Gossum Jiranjin Redigara. Then the Tanamter Gosumji Ranjin, then a tomba nide tsor ten jo tegeon, that deshi nimbi yinchi dochate, tsor tembe goni, and a deshi nimbog tente, then a servant zen rogue years on yare. Yon lalar se on de, dan colon tama yon yin yote yagmare, colo tami nane yon, shengi tembin dosa in yare. So that young de jindo and the zunji on shoot jarvi keep in door and that in dig dine, dishin in botanza gendo tela tenet and the hanging tembindo cigare. That did two cousine tenet top soji yente yedente yedente ten so tandogare is on it. That dishin in be ranging hindu ge chatela tenet and the Chuki yenten, tau chu, minji ba yila, soba te so ya de gare. Te yendo, tene zuki yenten, tsendan pejig chate so ya de gare. Tatanda tap don minji la soba teneo, ranjin hinduki chare de gare. Te yendo, tsendan pejig yenten te soyo, ranjin hinduki chare de gare. Te shedi, Taranjin Sundub Ji Yenten Yedin Yedin de Tembi Chane Yon Deshi Nimbog Ranjin Senanda Tatanda Sundub Chate Tennis Sarvan Zete Son Yare Tijer Dandi Sanji Deshi Nimbog Tensurre Tensurla Tatanda Kaparbi Kaso Inji Docha de Zor Tembe Gone Deshi Nimbo Sarvan Ze Then in Tami Kauso, Ranjin Hundu Gicha, the Zo Tembe Gone, Dishi Nimogatan, the Saran Zedogare. That Tenin Garme Sundun Juga Chanson Yare, Ten the Dishi Nimbo Chigin Ola, Yinda, Ranjin Hundu Ni, Sundu Yindogare. Tanda, Yinji Ranjin Le Mai Jindo, Then it Tanda, Ranjin Hundu Gicha, Tende, Nondogare. Ranjin Hindu Gichan na yendo inji ngole yendo majiba chinji yendo gare. Penang aronso ge me tende tene me tende da me tsawa nila ta ngoyu gone ye unji chikan yo marwa. Ngoyu gone ye was ya unji yo mare. Te nan shimba shine yinda Ranjin Hindu nipo tende ya Dishi Nimbo Chigin Ole, the Yendu Majiba Chinji Indugare. Dishi Pena Melong Zunye Nashinche, Ton Yendu, non Yendu Ton, Sumba Nashinche, the Injiranjin Le Yendu Majur Jindu, Sundujin Nancha the Shadugare. Sundujin Nancha Sharjin be Captain Alayo, Injing Ole Yendu Majiba Chinji Indugare. Telang Garme Sunju Segare. That Tindig Tente. तो गगी यह सुनता दारे घर में सुनजू सुनतुंजू गचों सोने देनी येर में भी ने सबाला येर में भी ने सबाले शिंद सबाला यीचे मानी बिवांगे सों जारे तंदे सांजे जे काई तं चित्तावाई जिंदो मातो बिगे छातें दे निनी मातेंगे आरे ता सांजे के तेने ता तांडा कब लालर देखी निम्बिंग ओ तोंबा इंज चादे सावरशे लालर हिंदू की चादे सावरशे ता इंग ता रांजिन हिंदू निका देखी निम्बो चीगिंग ओला तेने येने दंडर में बा ता सुंदर जुबे रांजिन हिंदू गरा ता तेन रवि देनी इरमेजी ने तेन देने ता सापा ले जां शिंद सापा सों जारे तो कावा ले जान शिंदो तो कावा सुन बेचान रे ता तें दे वी सामी तें ते ता सांजे की चित्तावाई किंतु तें दे ये ना यो ता दर्जा नाम की ती तें दे चित्तावाई किंतु मातो तेरे सामी तें ते ला यीचे यी माचे भी वांगे सों रे यीचे मान्य बारे ता यीचे मान्य सेरंडा निशे मिचे नोगरे इंदा यीचे सुंजुक तें ते ला यीचे मिच मान्य नोगरे ते मान्य दी तेरे लाले ने देखे निम्बो गोय मितंबा तकबर तासों जारे ता दंदं कोलों तमी कावसो तेरे रांजिन हिंदू के यंत्र तम्चे तेरे यों दंदा तकबा तंबा युंडुंजी रांजी यंत्र सों आरे पर ना आजों कोर्बीचे से आते मिताबी रांजी तेरे दंदा मिताबी रांजी से आंदा ना तंबो में भी रांजी से आंदा ना ता कोनो लुवी चे से आंदा वो तिने इंदु गारे यों देवर की भी रांजिन सर्वी चाहते ने तिने न्यांदिक दुबी चे रह दरा न्यांदिक दुबी चे इंदे ता न्यांगे ने दे भी चे से आते तिने जुरवा में पी गे ताकवा दां ते येंदो तिने टेंबो दां मिलुआ ता तिने इंसुसों आरे ते इंदे ता ताकवा दां टेंबा दां तेरे मिलु भी राजी इंबरते होंडे तेरे ती तें दे यों चित्तावाई किंतु मातो होंडे ता तंदम शीशी की रिंगोर लायों चुप्पी के तेरे देनरुप्ता जाजो देनरुप्ता के तेरे वो ये रे सों जारे ता गोयु ताने मितों भी ताकबर तावा सों जारा गोयु मितों भी के तोंबा ताकबर तासनंदा देनरुप्ता तेरे दिमाग भी रांजी, हमलों भी रांजी, यंदी ता ती चाने तेरे ताकबादां, तेंबादां मिलो इचा याचोगेरे, yon tendam rikpe tashin shepi onda tondu, ta tendam rikpe ngor lani. Tene tanda nyangilin depi yon ten takwa tenpa seha chingyo dhugyo arvesana dhugyo amare. Tene tendam rikpe ngor tena lani takwa tenpa yonrungi cha tende je dhubna, tene tanda mitongbi takwa tawa se gare, mitongbi takwa tawa ham dendru rendu gare. Ta tanda nyangilin depi chwe tamche, takwa tenpa yinsi yote taupi zikpa kundun tanyi tsema ge wangdo tongro gare, tazik tsemi wangdo tongre. Ta tazik tsema se jide sanje pakbi tene yeshe ki cha ndada. Satap pakba namji jula yopi yeshe ki cha, yeshe ki tene zikpa tela ene tazik tsema se ndo gare. Te indi ta tazik taupi zikpa kundu tanyi bi tsema se gare. Tazik tsemi ondo tongde, tene nyangalin de bi chwe tamje takwa tenpa yungdungi rangji yinsongi ar mato, tenshu rikpi ngor tena layan mitongbi ki takwa tenpa yungdungi yinsongi amare. Yinayon ta ti tenwende chittawa gendu mitongdo di, tene ngoyu mitongbi tene takwa dendup tandong ki ondo usongi are.
So when teachings of the Buddha sometimes spoke clearly of the Sugatagaba's essence by teaching emptiness, and on other occasions he gave clarifications on its nature by explaining its primordially present qualities such as the ten strength and so on. So here, so the Nyingma Rinpoche speaks about the way that the Sugatagaba may be taught. And it says that the Buddha taught in different ways, and so it says on some occasions, sometimes, then he spoke more clearly about the Sugatagaba's essence when he gave by teaching emptiness, and at other times he spoke more about its nature and talking about the primordially present qualities. So in the, for example, in the second or the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dharma, then, as we said, so the Buddha, by teaching the three doors of liberation, then taught about emptiness, and that is a teaching focusing more on the basic space aspect or the empty essence aspect of the Buddha nature, and. So on other occasions, basically during the final turning of the wheel of the Dharma, he gave clarifications on its nature, as the spontaneous nature or cognizant nature, by explaining its primordially present qualities. So it is in those sutras like the Tathagatagarbha Sutra or the Aryadharanisvararaja Sutra, in those text that are considered to be the main text of main presentations by the Buddha of the Tathagatagarbha or Sugatagarbha, and in those he presents the ten qualities, the major and minor marks of the Buddha, and so on. So this is final turning of the wheel of the Dharma that the Buddha, in his teachings, puts more emphasis on the primordially present qualities of the Buddha nature. And so that's why, and it is called, those teachings are called teachings on the Tathagatagarbha or teachings. Those are the teachings that put more emphasis on this on this nature. But then it says, the text continues, says, it is important to understand that these two aspects do not contradict or exclude each other, but are in union. So that there is no contradiction. You need to understand there is no contradiction between those two aspects. So it is here the point is made, it is that it is a difference in terms of emphasis, while teaching of the Buddha, but it is not a difference, and that there is no contradiction between the two aspects of the empty essence and the cognizant nature, between the kind of the basic space or empty aspect and the aspect of the primordial presence of all those qualities. They are a union, and as we say, you know, that things are empty, yet appearing yet empty. So this is the this understanding here that we need to be clear about, and that in terms of so the Buddha nature itself, there's no we can't make a distinction in terms of the Buddha nature itself between the kind of the empty aspect and the cognizant aspect. There's not something that we can separate at the level of the Sugatagarbha itself, at the level of its essence, at the level of the Sugatagarbha itself. We can't separate on the one side a kind of empty kind of aspect, and then on the other side have on the other side the clear cognizant aspect. They are an indivisible union. It's just on the conceptual level that we make this distinction. And so this is the point that is made here, which is important to understand. So this union, those two aspects are not a contradiction, do not exclude each other, means that you don't have one and then not the other, but they are really indivisible, one from the other. And then the text continues and says, however, since the indivisibility of the true truth is one of the most subtle and profound points of the teachings, some people fail to have a definitive appreciation of it. So that is, here, so the text talks about now how to not understand this, and how to fall into one side or the other. So that is, says, since the indivisibility of the true truth is one of the most subtle points of the teaching, so the literally that is among the profound points of the teaching, subtle points of the teaching, it is an extremely profound one. So that is basically, it is one of the most difficult thing to understand about the teachings. So, and therefore, since it is extremely difficult, then people fail to have a definitive appreciation of it. That is, says, trust or confidence, or that is, to gain a certainty and into the meaning of those teachings, into the this aspect, the union of the of those two aspects, and failing to develop this conviction into this understanding, then they fall into one side or the other. So it says, some consider that the Sugatagarbha's essence is not empty and fall into an eternalist view. And so that is that when considering when we investigate, we say that, you know, we look at phenomena and we see that they are all impermanent, they are all changing instant by instant, they are not reliable, and therefore they are empty, devoid of inherent existence. And but then here, if we say that the Buddha nature, or the this clarity aspect, correspond to the qualities of the nirvana, qualities which are permanent, which are reliable, which are undeceiving. And so that seems to contradict. And so some people, when applying this this kind of reasoning, then they can't reconciliate those two aspects. On the one hand, considering that phenomena are empty because they are all impermanent and so on. So emptiness correspond to the lack of inherent existence, the unreliability, the impermanence of phenomena. Yet at the same time, say that the ultimate is full of those qualities which are permanent, reliable, stable. So in that, seeing a contradiction, so they come to say that actually all the qualities are just empty. But then, so consider that everything is just empty. But then at the same time, when you have so others that consider the Sujata essence is not empty and fall into an eternalist view, consider this, you know, all those qualities to be actually really permanently there, really undeceiving, really stable, really there. And so that, says, do not kind of resist the ultimate analysis that could be applied to this, because when we use the reasoning that investigate into the ultimate, then we come to realize that everything is devoid of inherent existence. And so when we say that actually the qualities of the nirvana are undeceiving, are permanent, then that is that it is this is not based on the reasoning that investigate into the ultimate nature of things, because that would make them something that is ultimately existent, ultimately there, ultimately permanent. You make it a kind of entity, a thing that is ultimately permanently there, which is not how it is, how we need to understand this. So the assertion that all the qualities of the Sugatagarbhas, all the enlightened qualities are permanent, stable, and present, is not the result of an investigation into the ultimate nature of things, which is the mistake that those who consider the Sugatagarbha's essence as not empty and fall into an eternalist view make. But we need to understand that this is the result of this type of conventional valid cognition that is pure vision. So there's in terms of a valid cognition, this, what is this valid cognition, conventional valid cognition of pure vision? What is it? It is the way the Buddhas and the Arya Bodhisattvas perceive, or their wisdom. This corresponds to the wisdom of the Buddhas and the Arya Bodhisattvas. And so they have this pure perception. So this is this. So that's why we talk about this conventional valid cognition of a pure perception or pure vision. And that is, so this is the kind of valid cognition that establishes those qualities, those qualities of the nirvana, those qualities of the Buddha nature that are permanent, stable, and deceiving. And it is not the result of an analysis into the ultimate nature, the reasoning that investigate into the ultimate nature of phenomena, because then it would be, if we think that this is the case, then we would fall into this mistake of considering the Sugatagarbha's essence as not empty and fall into an eternalist view.
Hundup ki cha tende ya tene ta thomar shadi yo inji lonle ya shar gu gare ta inji lonle shar vi ta thomar shar da yo inji lonle shar ya jo chin yin ba ta tene tar hundup ji nawa tham je yo ying su pa se gu gare ying su pa se ne tene That's how Jibi Neko in Naya, Tomara Nainso, then it's on Chip Gugu Yosonare. This is the Tat Nunduki Nawat Tugar ji nawa tamche yang Tomar inji long le ya sharvi jumsen da Tar inji long le pa sendruvi jumsen yang Tar sendruvi ji nawa tamche ngô tomba inji rangin le yendu majurvi jumsen ge Tene inji long le tsu sharji don Inji long le pa sendruvi jinji yendu gara mato Tar tenravi sendruvi ji nawa de ngô mitombi ge Tar denbar truban rabo jinji yinna Injilong le tsuk hyarsene hyaturte o yalogu ya mare. Yin supa se se age se bitsurtende o yalogu ya mare. Te indi, tene deshi nyingbo rangyin nindup, ta tegar jikab so lamdu she onde yon, ta tegar jikab ne hyar yajugul nindup je nawa tamche, tomar injilong le ya hyar yajug chenji yindu gare. Tar inji londu pa se tuba chenji o go gyore. Tata nundub ji nawa hyar jimbi kab tina yang, chuni inji rangin le yendu majurba te nipar to go gyore. Chuni inji rangin le yendu majurba te to gyajo tila, ene nundub ji nawa tamche la rango she se gyore. Rango she mi she se jide, tini inji rangin imbar to deyo na rango she ba ya go gyore. Inji rangji himbar mato na ko rango mashi bare de gare. Mato bage sosu soso ngoshin to mishi keja mare. Inji rangji himbar te toso na hundubla rango sheba se gare. Inji rangji himbar mato na rango mashi bare de gare. Ti chedi tene ta devar shibi rangji hundubgi cha tende yang. Tene inji rangin le yendu majirba chenji to suna Tene takpin thala yon nungiwa mare Yon lale son yare Ta yon danda kanza lale Tene tonchong tsamla zonze deshi nyimbo seya de Tene toni inji docha mba shibala ngwe zondu gare Tonchong se yondi Nundubji nawa tsaane menken Ta tomba tonchong Tene ta tele mega se nao cho gare. Tendri gi cha te, ta devar kibi nyingbo yin samdo gare. Ta ndis, tendri dikhi nyingbo tongchong mba shibbalan drinken, pe la pe mangbo yindu gare. Tso gelu pi sho geyo, dikhi nyingbo tongchong la ngay zondo gare. Te gendo sacha gi sho layo, dikhi nyingbo tongchong la ngay zondo gare. Tendri, Tene tongchong tsamla ngwe zong. Tene kudon ishi ki yuntin ndanme yedin di yadu mekse. Ta kudon ishi ki yuntin nindub sen tsaani yaju yamare. Dikhi nyimbo se ondu ko tongchong ji la ngwe zong dogare. Tongji la ngwe zong dogare. Te chedi ta nyentu gyo ko tongji toyo se gyara. Ranjar gyo tongji toyo se gyara. Te indi ta nyentu gyo dikhi nyimbo tong. Ranjar gyo dikhi nyimbo tong. Ta shangjub senpa de xie mago bare der. Te indi, dixi nyingbo seya de ngô tongni jile ya. Ta de tongni tongkin ki tekwa ka onda tong di nyentu tekwe yon tongni togya re. Ranjar tekwe yon tongni togya re. Te indi, nyentu da ranjar chogyo dixi nyingbo togyo sendo gya re. Dixi nyingbo tongkin ina ta chido tekwa chenpo yinbi ngepa me sendo gya re. Te indi, ta te zo dixi nyingbo tongchong tsamla ngô zumbi gwane Tendi shi nindendro gare. Yuntin nindub ki cha tani yad mepar ge. Tini tonchon senanda cheta. Tini kundib ji sho se di ta yuntin mepar ke len onjo tila kundib se gara. Yuntin nindub ki cha mepar ke len ba tila kundib ji sho la tini nepar jo ne son gare. Ta tindi tumtan zinke o yore son gare. Ta ti tanda shema taba nanshi pyole mambo re du gare. Ta chik dzogchen ge tene ta trumtan zinkhen. Ta techo ge onda tong onani tene deshe nyingbo seya te tene nundub ge yuntin tamche yeden ge cha tende ta khe lendo gare nimi sholani kaane sana dzogchen ge judi ji kawzo shindo ne jang sebo she ne songdo gare. Tere mato bage ta judi jenda nalo layo tende sebo she ge amare sebo she medu Tan sacha seandadan, gelu seandadan, techo gyo judi ki ten rendu gare. Sangha ki judi ki ten rendu gyo yana yon, ta chik deshi nimbu kor de shindu ne chan sarbo zokchen nang shin che shepa de me dedu, teni deshi nimbu ke nge zondu, tangchong tamla nge zomba te, ta shuk che de gore. Deshi de ta tangchong tamla nge zondu, teni rangshin nundu ki cha tela ta kurwan dem lo gore, kurwan depi ge, teni chenta la song lo ge ye song jare. Sosui shendu ndrup du revi sonde, ta tanda lale ne deshi nyimbu ke ngo mitomba ke dendrup ke le. Lale ne yuenten zane hindu menkenge, teni tanda tongchon mega tsam ke lan, ta soso ke nzintam dabo deshe ne. Sosui nzintam te, ta rilam ke drup itup ta ne son jare. Shendu ndrup du revi, ta drup itup ta ne, Tene yen la gakpa tangjo, rangin depa dupjo te, ta gadup ki chacho na soba. Ta pena jamso tutu sene, ta yukwa ki jamso senanda, chude tu shodo, ta chui tama de kaduyon tang toge amare. Tene dabu sosu shende senanda, ta nzinsam ke gone, tene gadup senanda, rilam kandin dabu chenji, pende sena yon, ta deshi nyimbo ke ten chitawa gendu to thuk mare sombe tandare. Tendi jamsorun thukba tar dona yon son yare. Ta lami menga ge simbi karzan tani son yare. Ta lami menga ge sin yajo senayanda. Te gendu ta zogwa chembo ge jide tsar du ten gen teso inani. Tini tanda. Deshi nyimbo ngō tōngbi dōcha ne xie ondi yōn, tā deshi nyimbo ki tanda da o, ndin rābu chenji rēsam ne lamsam, tī tanda da yōn nge xie chendro gāre. Rāngji nindu ki dōcha ne xie na yōn, yōn tī tanda da yōn nge xie che re. Pena tōngchōng tsam xie gājo tegi, nindu ki yōn ten ngokpa xie gāre amare. Nindu ki dōcha ne xie ondi tegi, tōngba inji cha ten ngokpa xie gāre amare. Pena dutsi siya te, Tene sosu ntong undu, tene ta tanda rangi sem la ta devaji terze zogyo rwa. Mato dutsi ntong une ta luyutong sem la dungar ter se andavu tene yo mare. Tene nang shimbar shene ta lami menga dan dembe gone deshi nyimbo ge tende to nrojo ge kanza tsola ne ta tongi ge docha ne xie undu yon. Tene hundubji nawala ko kurwan degiyo amare. Hundubji docha ne xie ondi yon, te gendu mitomba takwarta se andavo gaon. Tene tonyi la kurwan dev se andavo tene yongiyo amare. Te shedi kangi docha ne xie na yon, nami deshi nyimbo ge tenle yendu majruba chenji yindu, ta tanda tene nyi la, Ta midevi cha senanda, sungu ki cha kanyan chepar shegi me sumbe tandare. Simbartadu, tombi yingdan we sarvi yeshe, ndrami sungju ki tenla, yi chebi ngane se gyare. Tene yi che de che ondi, ta nontong konrungin thala shosun zimba nam shi ne, nepa nam se. Nontong konrung se di lale, tene noncha takbi than zinjinda da. Lale tomba chepin tan zimba tila nontong konungi shosun zimba se gare. Di zimba tamje nambar pa shik ne son re. Ta deshe nyimbo se jit tong yendo nawa ge cha da da. Nong yendo tombi cha. Tomba da nawa ni ye ne nundar me ba. Ta sundu jubi ranjin tinde to de jo ge. Ta kangza tso ge ne. Ene deshe nyimbo ge ten tinde. Tan deke du ma o son yare. Tan ma o ni shengere.
So the spontaneous nature, the spontaneous cognizant nature, first, all those aspects spontaneously present aspect arise from the space of the Dhamma Dhatu, basic space of phenomena, and in the end dissolve back into the basic space of phenomena. And at Buddhahood, this is in order to reach Buddhahood, then we need all those phenomena to dissolve back into the basic space of phenomena. And the reason that why is it that all those spontaneous aspects of the cognizant nature all arise from the expanse of the basic space of phenomena? And why is it that in the end they dissolve that, exhaust in the expanse of the basic space of phenomena? Well, that is because they are not different from this Dharma Dhatu, this basic space of phenomena. And so that is why, so they arise out of it and dissolve back into it. And that's why also they arise from the basic space, never different from the basic space of phenomena, and dissolve back into it. And so in the practice of Thugal, that focuses more on this spontaneous presence aspect of the nature, then all those appearances that manifest need to be seen or realized to be in the basic space. They all manifest, all appearances in this practice of Thugal manifest in the basic space of phenomena, in the Dharma Dhatu. And this is an important point. And so, because all those appearances, spontaneously manifesting appearances, spontaneous appearances, are not different from the dhammata or the basic space of phenomena, Dharma Dhatu. And this is something said that we need to recognize. And when we say we need to recognize that, that means that in the practice we need to realize that. It's not something that we just need to intellectually recognize, or that is the case, but we need to realize this is the meaning of this expression in this context, that we need to really recognize for oneself that all those appearances are within the basic space of phenomena in this Thugal practice, and that they do not arise from anywhere else, and in the end they do not dissolve or resolve back in anything else. And so that is the understanding but however there's people who don't realize this and consider emptiness to only refer the ultimate, the Buddha nature, to only refer to this empty aspect and just relate to an empty. So as we said, you know, others by thinking that it is just empty and not primordially endowed with the qualities of the kayas and wisdom, which are never separated from it, they fall into the view of nihilism and denial. So just considering that it is an empty, says a negation of existence or absence of existence in Tibetan nega, and that the Buddha, the Sugatagaba, is just correspond to this aspect of emptiness, this mega, this absence of existence. And there are a lot of people in Tibet who hold this view, and mainly the Gelupas, but there are also a number of Sakyapas who have this view of emptiness as something just empty, as really focusing more on the empty aspect of the empty essence. And they do not posit or assert, consider the primordially present qualities that this Sugathagarbha is primordially endowed with all those qualities. So that is just, and so in this case they fall into this this nihilism, and this is for example when they talk about the that's why they say also that the when we say that the Sharvakas and Pratigya Buddhas also realize emptiness, and so, and of course Bodhisattvas as well, then they say therefore that Sravakas and Pratigya Buddhas realize the Tathagatagarbha, or the Buddha nature, the Sugathagarbha. And but that is falling into so this extreme of nihilism, that is denial, that is denying the existence of all the qualities. So the Tibetan Kordep translate as denial, that is denying those the existence of the qualities, and falling into this extreme of nihilism. And but that this aspect is taught very clearly in the Dzogchen teachings, and so it is presented in the Dzogchen teachings, this the spontaneous presence aspect of all the qualities of the Sugathagarbha. And but in other sutras, in other tantra teachings, then it is not always clearly presented and stated, and particularly so in the tantras that Sakyapas and Gelugpas relate to and study, and that is why the focus concentrate more onto this empty essence aspect, into the empty aspect of the Buddha nature. This is the but saying this, saying that this the Buddha nature is just emptiness, is empty, and not acknowledging all the qualities, is falling into the extreme of nihilism and denial. And so Mipham Rinpoche goes on to say that the clamor of their talk of proofs and refutation, which they profess in the hope of establishing their respective claims, resounds like the rumble of the ocean. So this is the rumble of the ocean, or the noise, you know, made by water. Like if you have a waterfall, or this noise, and it's a little bit the same with all those talks and words, and try to prove this and that, but they don't really fully understand the point. And it's just kind of a faint attempt that don't really establish anything. And so it's just that's why Mipham Rinpoche compares it to this rumble, to the noise of water that doesn't have any particular meaning of its own, but just produces sound, or is just sound. But it continues, yet the fortunate students hold, like the pure essence of a nectar that dissolves into their hearts, the brief instructions of their teachers on the meaning of the wisdom, which is the unity of empty space and clear light, and where one does not exclude the other. So, with a conviction regarding this wisdom, they rest in the complete pacification of partial fixation on the extreme of appearance, or on the extreme of emptiness. And so this presentation follows their approach. So the fortunate students, those who rely on the pith instructions, on the instructions of their teacher, will come to realize, to understand this unity of empty state and space and clear light, because otherwise, you know, it is easy for people to really come to understand, come to understand quite clearly the empty essence aspect, this aspect of emptiness. Some come to understand quite clearly the clear light aspect. But then, while understanding, by understanding just the, by understanding the empty essence, the empty aspect of the Buddha nature, then they kind of do not see the clear light aspect. When understanding the clear light, some people understanding the clear light aspect have a certain grasp of it, then yet at the same time do not realize the empty aspect. And so it is with the pith instructions of the teacher. They are like a nectar that dissolves into the heart. Nectar is like this supreme kind of medicine that relieves of all pain. And so that with these pith instructions, like, you know, it's like a nectar for the heart. There's no pain in our heart. This is the kind of example that is used here by Nipam Rinpoche to say that we don't fall into a kind of into an extreme position of just trying to see everything as empty, or a kind of try just to see the clear light aspect and all the qualities and kind of start to reify them and fall into those kind of uncomfortable kind of extremes. And so, but we come to really understand how actually, based on those pith instructions, those two aspects, the aspect of empty space and the aspect of clear light, are in unity, meaning they are inseparable, and we don't, you know, go for one or go for the other. It's just a unity, inseparable, meaning that one does not exclude the other. When you have one, you know, you don't have the other, or vice versa. This is another case. It's really this indivisible union. Then we can come to realize that based on those nectar-like pith instructions. And so, with conviction regarding this wisdom, then those fortunate students rest in the complete pacification of partial fixations. So the partial fixation, that means, you know, either you fall into the empty and consider that, you know, the ultimate is just empty, and or you fall into the other extreme of thinking that things are just, you know, those quality are truly existent and so on. And so, we don't. So the fortunate student relying on those pith instructions have this conviction regarding the unity of basic space and clear light, and without falling into any extreme, so without any partial fixation on the extreme either, so of appearance or the extreme of emptiness, but realizing that that appearances are primordially empty, and then emptiness primordially manifests in the form of appearances. And so this presentation, Nipam Rinpoche says, follows the approach that the teaching is going to give, is following this approach, relying on the pith instructions of the teacher and not falling into any of the extremes that were just mentioned.
Sunam dhe zibani tamne nebe dana panje shinche ga na je valo zubai sibe zolen rovan rova sho njamba bave jitaran chamba tampando lombo teyan Seda gunje jeso dalaje gyan de data rado mo damba jigden kamso shamba da temba ni jindo sarva tenzin bando jidu jijur be temba yirende tajee